Hey there. Just got back in the truck from looking at a piece of property, one of the 11 deals that we've been talking about. This one closed two or three weeks ago. It's the first time I've been able to get back over here on it to put the final plan together of how we're going to deal with it, to divide it up and resell it. The goal on this track, it's a 40-acre timberland track, but it's got a blacktop road frontage. It's got electricity and water, so it's perfect track to divide up to resell into small home sites, not a subdivision. My original plan, was to divide it into four 10-acre tracks. It's a square 40. Have it surveyed out, four 10-acre parcels, all of them with excellent road frontage and utilities, and that they're going to sell really well. But before I did that, I had to come over here and kind of tear it apart. If you've been listening to any of my videos, when I say, tear a track apart, that means go look at it, learn everything you can about it, top to bottom, east to west, just dig into it and find out all the nitty gritty. Well, it's a hot day and humid day, but I got back in the truck, tore it apart. It's a good thing I did, because on paper, it divides up into four 10-acre parcels, square 40, divide it, survey it out, four 10-acre tracks. But when you actually get out there and you stomp around on it and you walk the creek and you walk through those thickets and you get in that timber and look, it's really only going to divide into three good home site parcels. The topography is such, on the map it looks like there's four, but when you actually get out there and get the ground under your boots and stomp around and follow all the details out, it really just makes sense to have three home site tracks on this. So that's how I'm gonna have it surveyed. Instead of four 10-acre quadrants there, I'm gonna have the north side of the road divided in half, and then the whole south side of the road. So it'll be about a 8 or 9 acres, 10 or 11 acres, and then about 19 or 20 acres on the other side. So those will be the three parcels, but they'll all have excellent home site locations, all on good high ground, good ridges, and that'll be the best way to do it. If I hadn't gone out there and done what I did today, following that creek out and really digging into it, I would have had it surveyed into four 10-acre quadrants, four 10-acre parcels, and you can't get four home sites on it. You just can't. Not anybody with any good sense are gonna get out there like I did and realize that ground is just not, is just a little low in one of those parcels, and it just wouldn't work. So anyway, save myself some money, some aggravation by getting out there and tearing it apart. You gotta do that. I know people that buy tracks sight unseen, and we've talked about that in another video. They buy tracks just by riding down the road, looking at it, like just out of the windshield. Some tracks you honestly can do that, but if you're not seeing everything from the windshield, you got to get your hind end out there on the ground, and some of it's hard doing, especially some of the country we deal with, and timberland tracks in the summer. It's nasty, the briars are thick, the rattlesnakes and cottonmouths are out. You got to get out there and stomp it out and tear it apart to maximize the track and to know what problems you have so you can solve them, because you got to solve them on the front end. Otherwise, you'll be forever trying to sell that track if you're trying to, hopefully, nobody will notice. They're going to notice. So solve the problems on the front end, the ones you can. Know how to maximize the track so you can know what improvements to make, how much money to spend. And the only way to do that is to get the thing under your boots and walk it, feel it, tear it apart. So I enjoy doing that, number one. It's hard work, especially when you're a old fat boy like me in Louisiana summer. But that's the difference between making some decent money and making a mistake and spending too much money on a track and not maximizing it. So tear them apart, figure out the best plan, then go do your plan.